How y'all doing? My name is Eric Eminem. Wow. I want to welcome everybody staying clean tonight. Wow. We doing what you call counterfeit service. Honesty of mind and willingness. You know. Yeah, counterfeit honesty. Say what? Yeah. I was downstairs in the dance talking to a newfound friend from Philadelphia. Me and Anne Marie, we was talking downstairs. And she said, you know what? I said, yeah, what's that? She said, that's a good challenge. I said, why is that? Because, you know, anybody in this convention can share on that topic. I said, well, why is that? She said, because all it is going to the mic and revealing that we got some lying motherfuckers. That all of us is a bunch of lying motherfuckers. Yeah. Counterfeit honesty deals with lies. Right? It deals with lies. Yeah. Deals with lies. It's like a secret agent. Right? The book talks about, although we often appear confident and attracted on the outside, we really hide in a shaky, insecure person on the inside. And when I can't bring that shaky person outside of me, I'm hanging around counterfeit honesty. Right? Remember when I started using, right? You know, I got high like everybody else. You know. But it came a point, because I was talented, man. I could have went to any performing arts school in the country. I was that talented. I could have went to Juilliard. I could have went any performing arts school in the country. And one day I hit a joint of marijuana, and when I blew it out, it was crack. Right? So, what happened? What happened to the person with the talent? What caused the person to sabotage the talent? Right? See, the people I hung with, you know, the only talent you needed was to be able to sell some dope. Right, that's all. And say jump outs when they come or something. But I was a good kid, man. I had two dreams. One was to go to Notre Dame and one was to go to Hollywood. My vocabulary consisted of good morning, good night, yes ma'am, no sir. And, you know, the morals and values. I come up at a time when if you didn't have the right family, you could get the proper teaching off of television. Because television was good. Come up in the 60s. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, Pettigo Junction, stuff like that. Eric Sullivan. But something took place, right? And you know, I didn't know it at this time. You know, I remember, you know, when I was young, right? You know, we used to go to school and used to buy cookies, you know, from school. And you know, I used to get money all the time to go to school. And you know, evidently, my moms had noticed that she had got a note from the teacher that I wasn't, you know, eating the cookies no more. So she asked me one day, she said, Eric, did you have your cookies today? I said, no, ma'am. She said, did you lose your money? I said, no, ma'am. She said, did somebody take your money? I said, no, ma'am. She said, well, why didn't you have your cookies, sir? Right? And I remember telling her, right? I say, because every time we got cookies, John don't never had none. And I gave the money to John. Right? And I remember like water, eyes boiling up out of joy. At the time I didn't know, I know now, that she was my foster. That was my foster parents. And I know the joy came as a result of her recognizing that she was raising me the proper way. where it was understood that it was better to give than to receive. Right? Now, when I started using, that shifted. Right? I mean, in the beginning I was that guy. I was finding people to get high with. But at the end, right, I was ducking, hiding. You know that thing that, you know, that PCP stuff came out. That love boat, that dust and all that, right? And, you know, I would hit that stuff and my clothes would come off, right? And they would tell my mother, right, the next day, say, you know, Eric took all his clothes off. Look, so, you know, the church my family was raised in, it's a big old church, right? And, you know, all us had Easter and stuff there. And one Sunday morning, you know, I was coming from the late night go-go, and, you know, I used to love that PCP. And I went up in the park, and I smoked some PCP, and I took my clothes off, and I walked down the street naked, right? And I walked up into my family church, right? And I walked in the church, right? And I'm coming down the aisle, right? And you know, the congregation saying, "Woo, wow, look at her." And you know, I give Father Kemp the beer, and they cover me up. The police come in the church. They put the police out. They took me around to the office. They prayed for me. They counseled with me. And as soon as I left there, I used again. And what I'm talking about is the issue here is whatever I do external to try to fulfill me internal is considered counterfeit. Right? And the only way this could take place is not kind of synonymous as a proven plan. Right? It starts with a desire. Right? It starts with a desire. And the desire put me in membership status. Right? But membership is like vacationing in the fellowship. Right? I got a free 30-day membership card in the mail for a supermarket, BJ's, right? So I went to BJ's with the card, and I got to shopping, and when I got to the cash register, I gave the lady the card, and I tried to go out the door, and she stopped me, right? I said, "I'm a member." She said, "Well, you're a member. Membership entails you to window shop. But in order to get this stuff out of here, you got to have some money." Right? What I'm talking about is you can be a member in Narcotics Anonymous. Right? The money is offered to you. Right? Now you have a choice to accept it or not. But it comes, right? It comes with some willingness and a commitment for you to do something. Right? The book say, if you want what we have to offer, and are willing to make the effort to get it, then you're ready for certain steps. I cannot become an original person without the steps in my life. It's simply impossible. It won't happen. Right? So I look at myself, and I recognize that the guy who walked in the church, right, the guy who stole from his mother, you know what I mean? The guy who smoked his dreams away, right? I look at myself and I ask myself, I say, well, if Narcotics Anonymous trying to rescue me from insanity, depravity, and death, right? Well, what do I have to do to fall in place with that, right? And the program is so simple that I ask myself a simple question. I say, do I believe it would be insane to use again? It's a yes or no question. It don't require a lot of this stuff. Well, why don't I ask myself that? Because the people I use with, our conversations went like this. When I die, blow me a shotgun in the casket. Right? That's how we use. Right? So, if my answer is yeah, then my belief system changed. And I can go on to step three. But if it's no, I need to go back to step one and look at my story again and find out why it's not. So I make a decision to go on with the rest of the program. Right? I make a decision to turn my word, my life over to the care of God. And I ask myself, I say, look, little sponsor, how can I tell if I turn my will and my life over to the care of God? That's a good question. And if you knew, fuck it, if you got clean time, that's a good question to ask your sponsor. How can I tell if I turn my will and my life over to the care of God? So the book say the answer is simple. We go on with the rest of the steps, starting with step four. Right? So I take a look at myself. Right? I go inside and inventory myself, cause, effects, and condition. Right? I look at myself. I get in touch with some patterns. I get in touch with some stuff. Right? And I ask myself a simple question. Right? What took place in my life that disconnected me from the God of my understanding? Right? What took place, right, to have me move in the direction of a substance instead of away from the spirit of a power greater than myself? What happened? Right? And I'm able to recognize in the reflection moment that, you know, everything goes back to my childhood. The people I was telling you about the cookies, right, I didn't know they weren't my parents. But a knock at the door came one day. And the knock was from Child Protective Service. And they said my mother wanted her children back. So they took me out of this household, my brother and I. Right? And, you know, I don't know if you understand the impact of it. But to be taken from Beverly Hills and placed in Southeast D.C., that's a hell of a change. Right? To be taken from a place where, you know, to a place now where you're sharing beds with your siblings and you're taking, y'all sharing baths together and all this stuff. That's a hell of a thing, man. So I used to cry every night, man. I used to wet the bed. I used to ask my brother, man, when we going back home, man? I said, man, when the fuck we going back home, man? And from that knock at the door to my first year anniversary, April 18th, 1995, was when he told me, he said, Eric, I knew they wasn't our parents, I just couldn't tell you that. Right? So this triangle of self-obsession, this anger, this resentment, and this fear, drove me to do stuff where my main focus was based on the external of myself, right? Everything I've done, lies, and yeah, I lie now. Oh, you a lie too.
That's right.
I ain't got that shit twisted. I know you a lie too. No, I've been clean long enough to know anybody in this goddamn room a lie. Yeah. But look, so what I'm talking about, my sponsor got a thing where he say, you know, you can do, you know, because back then they used to say, you need to do a fourth step and you're going to use, right? You do a fourth step, and they say, well, you ain't done that. You got to do six and seven, right? You do six and seven, and then you recognize that the whole 12-step process is to get me to step nine, right? And don't nothing make no difference if I can't get to 8 and 9. Right, because 8 and 9 is what breaks the counterfeit honesty. Right? Because there's no way possible I could sit here and tell you that I'm not dishonest without cleaning out my house. Right? And so I get to 89 and I put the list there. Right? But by this time, you know, like the book say, you know, my list is longer than it was using because I've harmed people that I share my recovery with. I didn't mean to harm them. But, low self-worth and low self-esteem, hell, you waking up in anybody's bed. You wake up in anybody's bed. You know, low self-esteem, hell, you waking up with people in your spirit you know you shouldn't be with. Right? But I don't have no defense. Addiction is like a cancer. It has a tendency of reappearing. And I need something that can arrest it. And see, the steps don't come to life in my life until I take care of 89. 89, my sponsor say, requires an out-of-body experience to take place. Right? Where the spiritual person with the cookies can come outside and leave the coward inside. Right? And I never had the opportunity, right? Because I slept with somebody's wife. You know, I ain't mean to sleep with her. I slept with her. You know, I mean, okay, I'm lying, Francis. God damn. I'm lying, Francis. I didn't, okay, Francis, I'm sorry. I slept with somebody's wife. Right? I slept with somebody's wife. You know, they left the house. They moved with me. Right? First of all, the exact nature don't got shit to do with what you place. See, if I'm stuck on what took place, I will never get to the exact nature of the issue. Me fucking her ain't have nothing to do with why I fucked her. It's what I'm talking about. Right? See, that's why the steps are important. Right? Without the steps, I don't have no reference point. So I look up, and I'm causing harm in the program, and I'm placed in a position. After the names go on the list, I'd be willing, right? And something dramatic. You know, I walked into the bathroom at the meet one day, and wasn't nobody in there but him. Now, I know timing is essential. But I was scared. I was scared, and I turned around and walked out the bathroom. I was mad as shit that I didn't go, man. I called my sponsor, he asked me one simple question. He said, did you pray? Because all amends need to be preceded by prayer and meditation. And a week later in Costco, I came down the aisle and ran into him again. This time I prayed and invited God in, and the place became what it was supposed to be. I stepped and made the amends. And last year, that brother gave me my 21st year medallion. But see, amends, you know, involves restitution, service, and change of behavior. I come down this weekend to fuck. Let me tell you that. It ain't no secret with me. The woman I've been in love with, and I was too scared to step up at the plate. My sponsor used to say, man, she be at the dance. Come on, sir. No, I go to the dance, getting that thing on. Look, she ain't at the dance. I play funny. You know what I mean? I left at the dance, she come in the door, so they went and called her. And I'm like, wow. She said, what you doing there? I said, you know, I'm in here to take you out of here. You might go to my house. Say, no, it don't work like that, all right? So we danced all night, just me and her. I call you tomorrow. She blocked my motherfucking number. I've been texting and I've been all that shit. I call for my job and she don't answer. So she replied back. She said, let me tell you one motherfucking thing. She said, nigga, you had me. Right? Don't blame me for your shit. You ain't step up. Now that you pop back 4 months later and expect me to fall in your arm, now we're going to do this shit over again. As a matter of fact, I don't even care if you call me. I said, whoa, time for some 10-step shit. Time for some meditation to ease the pain. Meditation is the only thing that can calm that goddamn voice down. Right? Yeah. Because now I'm getting to a place where the story of mine is transferred into the message of Narcotics Anonymous. Everybody got a story, man. Everybody don't have no message, man. And that's what brings envy. That's what brings jealousy. That's what brings spiritual projection. See, the steps change the story to the message of Narcotics Anonymous. That's why in the 11th step they say, without this step, it is unlikely that you have a message that can attract. It don't say a goddamn thing about a story. Because by this time, the story has been transferred to the message. Yeah, the addict, any addict can stop using drugs, lose his eye, you find new. But what is the message, man? See, the 10th step is so important because by this time, they say the first 10 steps sets the stage for us to achieve our long-sought positive goals. Somewhere in my step process, my sponsor should have me placing my goals on paper. And the prayer and meditation is to keep any distractions away from me obtaining these goals. And once the goal is attained, the literature says the first way we carry this message speaks for itself. Folks who once saw us as fighting on. See, the purpose of the steps is to for internal change for external assignment. See, the problem in Narcotics Anonymous is we so busy trying to convince each other what we're working on that the people that God saved us for are still dying. The message is meaningless unless we take that shit out of here. We need to go back where they got us from. And we don't need to say nothing. They'll see us. Look, I'm in closing. In closing. Check this shit out. This is what I'm talking about. In closing. I'm in Costco with one day with my chef outfit on. Right? And I'm shocked. And you know the street name you had when you was using? Mine was Dirty Eric, right? And look, the store was closed. The store was packed. And I hear somebody say, Dirty Eric! No, I said, Dirty Eric. Hey, Mom, this was Dirty Eric. Look, and I'm laughing, right? Last time she saw me, I was Dirty Eric. Hey, look. But look, I'm thinking the reason why I'm in Costco's is to get me some steaks and stuff. But in the process of us talking, I'm like, how y'all, God, and the program has changed me. I went back to school, got my degree and all this stuff. In the process of all that, the mother slowed down. The doors keep walking all fast, tripping down. Look, the reason why I was in Costco's in the first place is revealed to me. Her mother said, Eric, can you help her? The program has to be an attraction. If it's not an attraction, then it's not working. It's counterfeit. It's counterfeit. And that's the shit Kenny Ali used to talk about. That's the shit Veronica used to talk about. When he used to talk about going back to 22nd July, that's what he was talking about. Going back to the most sordid spot on earth. And if you stay humble, God will keep you on home. Yeah. So look, I'm sorry. Thank you, let me share. Okay.
my family.